Bezdash from this book, we begin Perek Hamisha Asa, the 15th and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas, Tefillah and the Seis Kapayim, in the Sefer Hava, the Book of Love, which in this Perek we discuss, as in the previous Perek, the Birchas Kehanim, specifically what gets in the way of the Birchas Kehanim, and what are the stipulations for the Birchas Kehanim. So Rambam begins Halacha regarding six things that prevent the ability of doing the Seis Kapayim. Sheish Dvarim Moinin the Seis Kapayim, there are six things that prevent Duchening. Haloshen, the language, the mumin blemishes, the aveda sin, the shonim and the immaturity of the years, age, the hayayin drinking wine, the tumas eidayim and the impurity of the hands. As Rambam explains halachin, haloshin keitzad. So what's the first one regarding language? So ilgim, those who don't have clear articulation, she'im mitzin es ha'isis ketikuna, they don't pronounce the letters as they're supposed to, kugoyin, for example, she'kogin la'alfin ayinin, v'la'ayinin alfin, which according to the basic halacha, one has to pronounce the ayin different than the aleph, and those who don't know how to pronounce that, at least in those times when there was people were particular in the pronunciation, they pronounce the shin like a sin, and similar types of things. They don't do birchas kehanim. And the same thing is kivdei peh, kivdei lashon. Those what's called heavy of mouth or heavy of tongue, people that they stutter. That the words are not recognizable for all, they do not do the Seis Kapayim. What's considered blemishes? If a kohen has blemishes in his face, or beyod, or in his hands, or beragel, or in his feet, for example, if his fingers were bent, or they're crooked, or his hands were spotted, there's like speckles, dots on his hands, shouldn't do the Seis Kapayim, because the people are looking at him because it's something strange, and then they're going to be distracted from the brachas, which is critical, as we said in the previous parak. Misha Yerida Yerd al Zakani. If someone had that his spit was dripping on his beard, b'shoshim medaba, when he speaks, or b'chena suma ba'achas menu, but someone's blind in one of his eyes. Laisa's kapov, again, this is something distinctive, and people are going to look, so they shouldn't do the Seis Kapayim. Now, v'mhoye dash b'ido, it means literally if he was stepped on in his city, it means to say, everyone was already familiar with with this person that is blind to one of his eyes, or this person that it drips from him his spit. Samutta, such a person is permitted. Everyone's already used to such a person, not something so interesting, and they're not going to look at him. And someone that his hands were dyed with this dye that's like a tchelis, like a blue, or fua, and these are these thin roots that you dye like a red from it. If his hands are with these colors, laces kapayim, you shouldn't do the Seis Kapayim, because everyone's looking at these strange colors. But most of the people in that city, that's what the work that they do with these dyes, and everyone's hands look at that. Mut is permitted lefisha imas takim by again, because they're not going to look at it, and that's the main reason, because of distraction. Halacha gimel, regarding the next category, the third one, of haveda ketzatz. We spoke about the lashon, the mumim, and then regarding sin. What type of sin would prevent a kohen from doing the Seis Kapayim? So kohen shaharigas ha-nefesh. If a kohen killed someone, a filah b'shgaga, even by mistake, af b'shas ha-truv, although he repented, lo'isis kapayim, but shouldn't do the Seis Kapayim. Shemek says in the pasuk, yideichem dam malei, your hands are full of blood. Oksibin says the pasuk, yishayu f'rischem kapeichem, and when you lift up your palms, alam einai mekem agam, Hashem says, I'm going to turn my eye away from you. So these are not appropriate hands for the Seis Kapayim. Now, a kohen shavar v'dezar, a kohen that did worshipped idolatry, bein ba'enes, whether he was forced to be mishkaga, whether in error, apishas is true, but even though he repented, in the Seis Kapayim, he doesn't do the Seis Kapayim forever. Shemek says, apostim lochem beis, ach lo yalu ka'ana b'meis, el mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim. However, the priests that worshipped on the private altars should not go ahead and serve by the mizbech of Hashem in Yerushalayim. Now, ubrocha kavoidi. Now, although that's regarding the service, the blessing of the Kohanim is the same halachas like doing the Avodah. Hashem says in the pasuk in the bottom, L'sharsa l'barach b'shmai, to serve Him and to bless in His name. So there's the equivalent between doing the Avodah and Birchas Kohanim. And v'chein kohen sh'nishtabel avodah zarah, so to regarding a kohen that he became rebellious and regarding to idolatry, I mean, even though he didn't even do the worship, he just rebelled his faith regarding that of the idol, and even though he repented, he doesn't do the Seis Kapayim ever. Now, but all of the thin sins do not prevent the kohen from doing the Seis Kapayim. Halacha dalet, hashanim ketzah. What's the invalidation? What holds back regarding the years? So kohen nar leisis kapav, a young kohen should not do the Seis Kapayim until he reaches at least the age of when it's appropriate for him to have his beard filled in. Vayan ketzad. What's the invalidation regarding that of wine? Is Misha Shasta Rabbi's Yam Bivasacha, someone drank a Rabbi's of a loig, quarter of a loig of wine in one shot. Eden and I says, come up, it doesn't mean it says goodbye. Actually, Yasa is Yenim Elov until the effect of the wine is removed from it. Like we said, because there's the equivalence regarding blessing and doing that Avoida, and the Shikr is forbidden to do that Avoida. Now, Shasta Rabbi's Yam Bishtepam, but let's say he drank a Rabbi's of wine in two shots, meaning not in one shot. Or they put a little water inside of it, then what is permitted? But from Shasa Yesim Revias, but if he drank more than the Revias, Alpha Pisha Yamazik, even though it was diluted, and Alpha Pisha Sasoi become a pump, even though he drank it, took many shots to drink that Revias, meaning that it was more than the Revias, but he says, come up, he still shouldn't do this, he's goodbye. Actually, Yasa Yesim may love until the effects of his wine has been removed from him. Now, the common Revias says, Ramam, what's the Revias? And here he describes the volume of Revias. So it's Etzba'ayim al Etzba'ayim. It's two finger breadths square. That's the two dimensions. And the third one, Beroim Etzba'ayim, in a height of two finger breadths, with V'chatzi Etzba and a half a finger breadth, V'chemesh Etzba with a fifth of a finger breadth, Begoidel, if you're using that of the thumb, that's the height. And as Rambam explains, V'ze Etzba Shemeshcha Be'b'chol HaTorah Kula, and this is the finger that we measure throughout the entire Torah. For the halacha, hu ha-gudla is the thumb, but when Nikra and the Torah, that's what's called Boyin Yod. This is a terminology for the thumb. Halacha, hey, the last Minia, Tumas Yedayim Kitzad. What's the invalidation of the impurity of the hand? So, Koin Shloi Notlas Yadav, but Koin did not wash his hands, Lehisa Zikab, if he shouldn't do it in the Sizikapayim. Il Notlas Yadav, but the peg, rather, he has to wash his hands up until his wrist. Kedar Shem Kashan Avoid, just like you're sanctified when you come to do the Avoid in the base of Migdash. Machach Mavarch, and then he does the Berchas Kamshan, like it says in the Pasik, and tell him, So, Uy, Dechem Kaidish, lift up your holy hands, Uvorch as Hashem and bless Hashem, so it's only after washing the hands. Vachal, a kain that's born from the forbidden relationship where a divorcee married his father, the kain, in and as a kabbalah, it doesn't do the sizik. I'm the in the kuhuna because he does not have the sanctity of his kuhuna. Allah above that really, birchas kam is really Hashem's bracha. Kain shalahoy loy dovim mekol elu advarim. A kain that didn't have any one of these things, hamayin in the sizik kabbalah, that holds back the ability to do the sizik kabbalah. So Alva Bishain the Chacham, even though he's not a sage, Vein Medakim Mitzvah is not so precise regarding his performance of mitzvahs. I show you Bris Medan Machra, but what the people were murmuring about him, about that he does things inappropriate. I show you Masoy Maton Mitzvah, even if his business weren't so righteous, that is a Nisus Kappa, he still does Nisus Kappa. Vein Moynes, we don't stop him. But Fisher Zu Mitzvah Sasek, is this a positive commandment? Call coin by coin, should all Nisus Kappa, for every single coin who's fit to do Nisus Kappa. Vein I'm Lord Mirash, you don't tell a wicked person, oh, hi, Sevrasha, do more wickedness. Vein on the mitzvahs and stop doing mitzvahs. So even though he doesn't do all the mitzvahs, doesn't mean he shouldn't do this mitzvah. Allah Chazayin. Ba'al Titma, but I don't wonder and say, wait a second, Ma Tov Bechaz Hed Yizeb, what do we gain of the blessing of this regular person? She'in Kivla Bracha Tov Bekam, because the acceptance of the blessing is not really dependent on the Koyhanim. Ela B'Kodesh Baruch, it's really dependent on Hashem. Kashem says, the Pasuk in Midbar, Hashem says, V'somor Shemiel B'nei Yisrael, they should place my name on the Jewish people, V'aniya Barachem. And Hashem says, and I will bless them. That is, HaKehanim Ois Mitzvasim shouldn't stop, but they come just doing the mitzvah that they're commanded, V'akadosh Baruch Hu Barachemov. But it's Hashem with His mercy, Mevarach, it's Yisrael Kechav, so He blessed the Jewish people as His desire. Halacha Ches. Now, Amsha Heim Achayri Kehanim, the people that are standing behind the Kehanim, Inam Chal Baruch, they're not including the blessing. Those who stand on the sides of the Kehanim, they are included in the blessing. Now, if there was a wall, if there was a partition between the Kehanim and those who are being blessed, that are in front of the Kehanim, but there's a wall blocking. Even though it's a wall made of iron, since their face is facing towards the face of the Kehanim, they are included in the blessing. It's only those who are behind them that are disgracing as if it's not important, that are not included. I look at this regarding exceptions, regarding the Birchas Kehanim, is Nesis Kevam Basara. Nesis Kevam requires a minion of people, 10 people. The Kehanim and the minion, the Kehanim themselves are part of the quorum. Basically, Shekulim Kehanim, if you have a shul full of Kehanim, so Kulim Nesis Kevam, they all do Nesis Kevam. Now, the question is, L'mihem Mevarchim, who are they blessing? It's Lachim Shebetzafen, B'lachim Shebedarim. It's to the brothers in the north, the brothers in the south, that are not able to make it to shul. U'mi'ayin Achim Amit, but who answers after them? Amit. It's Anosh Matav, it's the women and the children in shul. Now, v'mnisher to shom aser kahanim. But if there does remain a minyan of kahanim, yisrael ilu shol aduchen, more than those besides those that are going up to the platform, so aser ha'in amen. You leave 10 people to answer amen of the kahanim. V'shom abrachim. The rest of the kahanim they go up and they duchen and they make the brach. Alecha yod tzibur shlohei bem koyin. If there was a minyan, a community that didn't have a koyin, as l'shil tzibul avadi, the only one is the chazan himself. L'yisis kap. If he should not do this, is kabam because he might make a mistake. He might not know how to go back and resume his Chazar Sashat of Sim Shalom because he's going to be so overwhelmed from the awe of the community of doing the Birchas Kehanim. Now, the Mahis after Chasai, but if you're so confident, you're nice as Kappa, but Chesel Tvalasa, they could do this as a gram and go back and daven for the Amid, Rishai, then he's permitted. Now, the Mainam coin Klau, if there is no coin at all, not just the Chazan, Kshagir Shlich Tzibul Sim Shomim, not even, even the Chazan is not a coin, no one's a coin. So Kshagir Shlich Tzibul Sim Shalom, when the Shlich Tzibul gets up to Sim Shalom, meaning right before that, Oimer, he says, our God, the God of our fathers, Barchein Rabracha, Hamashleshes Batar, bless us with the three part blessing that's mentioned in the Torah, because those are the three psukim. Haksuva de Moshe Abdecha, that's written through Moshe your servant, Hamud Mepi Aaron Abonav, that is said from the mouth of Aaron and his sons, Kohanim Am Kadeshecha, the kind of your holy people. Kamar, like it says, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Hashem shall bless you and Hashem should safeguard you. Yard Hashem Panim Alecha Bechuneka, Hashem should illuminate his face to you and he should have grace on you. Yisa Hashem Panim Alecha, Hashem should turn his face to you, Beyosmuch Hashem, he should give you peace. And the summer Shemeel b'nei Yisrael, and you should place my name on the Jewish people, and I will bless them. Now the Eino Amin, the people don't answer Amin to these psukim that are being said by the Chazan. And then the Maschav Amin, then he starts and he says the last bracha of Sim Shalom. Halachi Rav, Koin Shnosas Kapa beves Knesset, Koin that does Birchas Kanim, the Sizis Kmaim in the Shul. Then he goes to another shul. He finds the minyas davening over there. They didn't get up to Birchas Ka'anim. He does Nesis Kabayim for them, and he blesses them. Even if it's many times in a day. If a kohen did not yet move his feet from his place, lalis leduchen, to go up to the platform, when the chazan was saying ritzei, so then he cannot go up to the platform anymore during that davening, even if he gets there by the time of Birchas Ka'anim. But if by Ritzei he had moved his feet to go up, even if he doesn't get to the platform only but after the bracha of the Ritzei is over, he could go up and do the Berachas Kanim. He has to at least move his legs. That's the criterion. Halachi Beis, regarding the significance of this mitzvah. Kol koyin she'eino oil laduchen, any kohen does not go up to the platform to bench the Jewish people. Avav bishabit mitzvah say achas, although technically he's only nullifying one positive commandment. It's like he's violating three positive commandments. Kashanem, it says in the pasuk, kois the baruch is bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. Amalehem, you should tell them. V'som Hashem, you should place my name. So there's three different type of commands Hashem says for the kam to do the birchas kainim. And kol koyin she'eino mevarach, any kohen that does not bless, einu mizbarach, is not blessed. Any kind that does bless, Mizbarach, he is blessed. And then like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, V'avarchum v'avarchecha, that Avraham said that those who bless you, I will bless. So if you bless a Jewish person, you get blessed. To the Kehanim, they're blessing the Jewish people, and therefore they are blessed. Nigmun Hilchas Tefillah, B'siyad HaShemayim, we've completed the Halachas Tefillah, prayer and Berachas Kehanim, with heavenly assistance.